Okay, so today's story is called Along Came Toto, and it's by Annie Axworthy, and it's read by... Mommy and Philip. And there are strawberries, and there are chocolate chips happening in Mommy and Philip's life right now. And they're very good. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Now, let's learn about this story. Here we go. This is Percy, who lived very happily in a house that is all his own. Now, what does Percy look like to you, Philip?
A dog.
Yeah, he's a black dog with white paws and a little white tip on his tail and a white area around his nose. Then one day a brown box came, and out of the box came Toto. Now, what does Toto look like to you?
A kitty cat.
Yeah, meow. Kind of a gingery looking cat. It's got some orange and some yellow on it.
He said, doggy.
Yeah, it looks like he's jumped out of the box and said, surprise. Percy went...
And doggy. After surprise.
Percy went to play with his toys. Along came Toto. Percy went to eat his dinner. Along came Toto. Oh, gracious. And in the picture, we can see that each time Percy goes to do something, Toto follows along and kind of makes a bit of a mess, doesn't he? Percy went out in the garden. Along came Toto. Whatever Percy did and wherever Percy went, along came
Toto.
You guessed it. Percy got grumbly and growly and grouchy. He grumped upstairs to bed. And along came
Toto.
Go away! Roared Percy. You fiddly fee! You measly monkey! You teeny tiny teensy wincy tiddly woodly tiger! I just want to sleep on my own! Percy slept, but he had horrible dreams. Roared a terrible, great, big tiger. I'll eat you up for dinner. And in the picture, we can see that Percy is in his bed and he's dreaming, and in his dream, there's a very big tiger with very sharp looking teeth and scary eyes, and he's going to chomp poor little Percy. Percy woke up. Boy, what a nightmare.
What's that?
Something small and soft and warm was purring in Percy's basket. Oh, Toto, Percy said. I'm glad you came along. And that is the end. I kind of think that maybe this story is about more than just a dog and a cat. Isn't it nice to know that sometimes you can find a friend to stay along beside you that's nice and helpful, even if sometimes you don't want them to be around you all the time? Yeah, I think so too. Okay, the end.